This podcast is sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Oppenheimer Funds offers one of the most comprehensive retirement income planning programs in the industry. Visit www.transition10.com today to learn more. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.
Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. You have two new clients, Jim and Betty. Jim is retiring and wants to transfer the money from his employer's 401k plan to an IRA at your firm. Betty has an IRA at a different financial institution, and she also wants to move her money to an IRA at your firm. What do you need to know to successfully transfer those clients' dollars into an IRA at your company? Note, today we are only looking at rollovers by the participant, the employee who participates in a 401k plan, or the original IRA owner. We are not covering rollovers or transfers by surviving spouses or other beneficiaries. Also, we're not going to review the reasons a person should or should not transfer money from one retirement plan to another. For today, we're assuming that that decision has already been made. The first thing you'll need to know is the difference between a rollover and a plan-to-plan transfer. With a plan-to-plan transfer, assets are moved directly from one retirement plan, or IRA, into another retirement plan, or IRA. The money never leaves the shelter of a retirement plan. For example, the trustee of a 401k plan writes a check payable directly into the employee's IRA rather than to the employee. That's a plan-to-plan transfer. These transfers have several different names. You'll hear them called plan-to-plan transfer, custodian-to-custodian transfer, even a direct rollover. But the names all mean the same thing. The money goes directly from one plan to another plan. In contrast to that, with a true rollover, the money is distributed out of a retirement plan or IRA to the participant. And the participant then takes the money and recontributes it to a different retirement plan or IRA, or even puts it back into the same plan or IRA. When people talk about rollovers, they usually mean both true rollovers, where the money comes out and goes back in, and plan-to-plan transfers. But you need to know the difference. And here's a hint, if at all possible. You always want to have your clients use a plan-to-plan transfer rather than a rollover. Let's take a look at the rules now that govern whether Jim and Betty can move money from their old plans into the new IRAs they have just opened with you. Can people always roll money over from their existing plans into an IRA? The answer is almost always yes. Congress has made it very easy to roll or transfer funds from any 401k or IRA to a new IRA. But there are some limits. The limit you're most likely to encounter is that a minimum required distribution cannot be rolled over. Suppose Jim is age 70 and a half and he's retiring this year. Because he's turning age 70 and a half and retiring this year, a minimum required distribution has accrued this year in his 401k plan. He can roll over to the new IRA everything except that required distribution. This is a tricky rule. Jim may well say to you, "Hey, I know I'm turning 70 and a half and retiring this year, but I don't have to take this year's minimum distribution until April 1 of next year under the special, one-time-only blue light special rule that applies for the first year of minimum distributions. So I should be able to roll over my entire 401k balance to my new IRA this year and just take the minimum distribution next year before April 1st. Sorry, Jim, you're wrong. Yes, there is a rule that you can postpone the first year's minimum distribution until April 1 of the next year, but the minimum distribution still accrues this year, and that means the 401k plan cannot distribute any money from your account to your new IRA until the 401k plan has distributed the minimum required distribution for the year to you. Why is that? Because rule number one, you can't roll over a minimum distribution. And rule two, the first money that comes out of the plan in any year is the minimum distribution. We'll see some rollover rules can be avoided by using a plan-to-plan transfer instead of a rollover, but this isn't one of them. Even if Jim uses a so-called direct rollover, meaning a plan-to-plan transfer from the 401k to the IRA, the minimum distribution will still have to be distributed before the 401k plan can transfer the rest of the account to the IRA. But even so, Jim is still a lot better off using a plan-to-plan transfer rather than a rollover. For one thing, he avoids withholding of income taxes. When a 401k plan pays an eligible rollover distribution to the employee, the plan is required to withhold 20% of the distribution and send it to the IRS as withheld income tax. But that withheld tax money, of course, it's still considered part of Jim's distribution, meaning he'll have to pay income taxes on that unless he comes up with substitute funds from somewhere else that he can roll over to the IRA in place of the withheld income taxes. Tax withholding never applies to a plan-to-plan transfer, just a rollover. The major problem Jim avoids by using a plan-to-plan transfer rather than a rollover is the 60-day time limit on completing a rollover. This is a hard and fast deadline. If you miss the 60-day deadline for reasons beyond your control, such as severe illness or because the financial institution made an error, you can apply to the IRS for an extension, and they will probably give it to you. But that involves paying an IRS user fee, plus attorney's fees, plus waiting months to hear from the IRS. Why even take the risk of that happening? Plus, more insidious, note my emphasis on reasons beyond your control. If you miss the 60-day deadline due to your own mistake, maybe you put the check in the mail and you forgot to put a stamp on the envelope, and the letter is returned to you by the post office after the 60 days have expired, there are growing indications that the IRS may not even grant you an extension. The IRS seems to be taking the line that they will help out participants who are victimized by mistakes of others, but they will not bail out participants from their own mistakes. I don't like that policy, and I don't agree with it, but I don't run the IRS. So do yourself a favor. Unless you know that you can never possibly make a mistake, use a plan-to-plan transfer instead of a rollover so you don't have to worry about the 60-day deadline. What if there is property in the old plan? Generally, any property, such as stocks or bonds or any kind of property that is in a plan, can be transferred into another plan or IRA, either by rollover or plan-to-plan transfer. The only exception would be that you can't transfer into an IRA an asset that an IRA is forbidden to hold, such as life insurance or a loan to the participant. Okay, now suppose Betty, who wants to transfer her IRA to you, has $50,000 of widget stock in her old IRA. For some reason, she would prefer to hold that in particular investment outside the IRA. So she asks you, can I distribute the widget stock to myself out of the old IRA and then replace it by rolling over $50,000 of cash into the new IRA? Your answer? No, Betty, you cannot do that. If property is distributed out of a plan, you must roll over to the new plan exactly the same property that was distributed from the old plan. You cannot use a rollover as a way to swap an asset out of a retirement plan. And the only exception to the rule is if the property is actually sold while it's outside the plan, you can roll the sale proceeds back into a plan. There's one more rule you need to know when you're talking with Betty, and that's the once per 12 months rule. You cannot do an IRA to IRA rollover of more than one distribution within 12 months involving the same IRAs. This rule is quite complicated. If you need to learn about it, read IRS Publication 590 or Chapter 2 of my book. The once per 12 months rule can easily be avoided by using multiple IRAs or different types of plans. But the best approach is, you guessed it, avoid the entire problem by using an IRA to IRA transfer instead of a distribution followed by recontribution rollover. An IRA to IRA transfer is not subject to the once per year rule. That applies only to IRA to IRA rollovers. Well, I hope I've convinced you to always use plan-to-plan transfers instead of rollovers. You can avoid income tax withholding on qualified plan distributions. You avoid the once-per-year rule on IRA-to-IRA rollovers. And you avoid the 60-day deadline for all types of rollovers. For Morningstar Advisor, this is Natalie Choate.
Today's podcast was sponsored by Oppenheimer Funds. Visit www.transition10.com to learn more about Oppenheimer Funds' valuable retirement income planning tools. Oppenheimer Funds are distributed by Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated. Oppenheimer Funds Incorporated and Oppenheimer Funds Distributor Incorporated are not affiliated with Morningstar Advisor.